1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. It's been almost 3 years since Princess Diana and her companion Dodi Fayed died in a Paris car crash. Fayed's father is searching for answers, and he continues to search. Lawyers for Mohammed Al-Fayed have announced the filing of a lawsuit today against U.S. government agencies believed to possess information related to the crash. The announcement comes on the eve of the third anniversary of this crash. Now, there is some belief in the family and elsewhere that the British government or the British Secret Services, with the assistance of the United States Secret Services, were trying to kill Dodi Fayed to keep him from marrying the princess. Al-Fayed has accused the Prince Philip of directing British Secret Services and organizing the crash that killed the couple and has barred the prince from his Harrods department stores. Trevor Rees-Jones, the only survivor, has said that Al-Fayed repeatedly questioned him about the crash until he quit the family's employment. With us right now is Raj Fanin. Raj is a Middle East analyst for the Clower Corporation, which is a think tank along the West Coast here in San Francisco. And Mr. Fanin, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Tell me about this crash and Mohammed Al-Fayed's accusations about CIA involvement. In other words, the United States Secret Service assisting the British in killing Princess Diana so she wouldn't marry. Why wouldn't they want her to marry this guy?
Well, first of all, I think that your supposition is wrong. I don't think that the British Secret Service in Britain, I don't think the CIA in America had any problem with Diana marrying I don't think they had a problem with her. I think what they wanted to do was to protect Dodi Fayed from marrying her. I don't think they were trying to protect Princess Diana. I think they were trying to protect Dodi Fayed from this.
They were trying to protect him?
That's correct, because I think, but I think that they, this idea that the CIA ordered that the MI5 was trying to kill Dodi Fayed is wrong. They were not trying to kill Dodi Fayed. Dodi Fayed's death was as a result of a mistake made by CIA. You see, and that.
Well, who were they? Were they trying to kill any? But why would the CIA? Why would they bring them in?
Because the CIA has 1,000 pages of transcribed conversation that they recorded of Diana speaking with Dodi Fayed.
The CIA does.
They've admitted this much. Yes. Sure, they have admitted that they have eavesdropped.
And the CIA has admitted that they have eavesdropped on the phone conversations of Princess Diana and Dodi Fayed.
Yeah, sure, they did. And so they are brought in by Mohammed Al-Fayed as a conspirator in the purposeful death of his son. But they did not try to kill him. They mistakenly killed him.
And where are you getting your information?
This is the information that I have from the Secret Service, from Middle East Secret Service, and also intelligence reports that the Dodi Fayed they were trying to protect.
And why were they trying to protect him? I mean, in other words, what are you saying? They were trying to kill her, but not him?
CIA, MI5 are basically run by men. Men look out for men. It was an automatic brotherly instinct to protect him.
I don't understand what you're saying. The CIA was trying to protect Dodi Fayed from what?
I don't think it takes a brain surgeon. You know, I see it.
Well, sir, it might take a brain surgeon in my case. Why were they trying to protect him?
They're trying to protect him. She's a divorced mother of two children. She has an eating disorder. She's got a pain in the rear end for an ex-husband. She has a nasty mother-in-law who is not a nice person, a nagging crone. Why would any man want to see another man marry into a family like this? They were trying to say, look at what was going on. This man, Dodi Fayed, was about to marry a woman with two kids. The last I have a friend of mine I went to school with, I've known for 15 years, he's going to marry a woman with three kids. I said, you can't do this. It's automatic, and we were going to give him a bachelor party. And we said, you can't.
Wait a second. You're telling me that the CIA and MI5 killed Princess Diana so that Dodi Fayed wouldn't have to marry a woman with two kids?
A divorcee with two children, yes.
Well, what about the idea that the British were trying to protect her? I mean,
protect her from what? She was getting the better end of this arrangement. If you look at Princess Diana, if you look at Dodi Fayed, who do you think is getting the better end of this deal? Who do I think
is getting in other words, who's the luckier one?
Who's the luckier one?
I don't know. I mean, they both look lucky.
I tell you right now that Princess Diana's getting better in. She's bringing two kids. She's got all this baggage from her other marriage. She's got this ex-husband who is this just a total nuisance. He, on the other hand, Dodi Fayed, he's millionaire. He's young. He's good-looking. He's wealthy beyond anything she has ever seen.
And well, she's coming from the royal family.
No, that's chicken scratch.
The royal family's money is, well, what are they worth? I mean,
About $10 billion is not that much compared to what the Fayed family has. It's chicken scratch. Dodi Fayed was everything to my people. What Princess Diana was to you in the West, Dodi Fayed was everything to my people. In the British, they killed him. And for this is a sad thing.
All right. Has this theory been shared by you through the intelligence?
This is well-known in the intelligence community. This is a well-known...
This is a well-known theory in the intelligence community.
Absolutely. What the people are getting, this idea that they are trying to kill her so she would not marry into the Arab family, is wrong. They are trying to protect Dodi and kill her so that he wouldn't be saddled with two stepkids, two screaming brats. If you care about the man, no man wants to see another man marry a woman with two brats. And that
no man wants to have two brats, but she had a little bit of change.
Well, she's got this pain in the butt, the ex-husband. You know, if you want to marry a woman who's got an ex-husband with children, you're going to see this guy a lot because of the children. You want the guy to be someone you can go out, shoot pool with, or smoke a cigarette, have a drink. And this guy, Charles, is big as square. He's got no panache. Is a real boar wearing that kilt. This is what they talk about. So you don't want this guy in your family. What you want to do is have some kicks and some laughs, and he was not marrying into laughs. He was marrying into a straitjacket.
And all right, so MI5 and the CIA were attempting to protect Dodi Fayed from marrying this woman who would put him into the straitjacket of having two kids with a pain-in-the-rear-end ex-husband, and they mistakenly killed him.
They did not know he was going to get in the car, which is what I want to say.
And so they didn't know he'd be in the car?
No, they did not. They did not know he would be in the car. What the British Secret Service did is took out an ad in Le Monde, which is a newspaper in the Paris paper.
That's the Paris Daily, yeah.
The ad said, 2-for-1 special, chauffeur of night, Eiffel Tower. What Henri Paul was doing.
And he's the chauffeur driver.
He was the driver that night for Dodi and for Diana. He saw that it was 2-for-1. Chauffeur night at Eiffel Tower.
And what does that mean? That the chauffeurs were going to be let in?
All chauffeurs got in 2-for-1. He had never been to the Eiffel Tower. He was racing to drop them off and get to the Eiffel Tower before it closed. That is what...
So the British Secret Service took the ad out knowing he'd read that?
Knowing he'd read it, knowing they were not going to come out of the hotel. You see?
And then he'd be racing to drop them off and get over to...
He was going to pick up a buddy of his. They were going to go to the Eiffel Tower. This is what they did to manipulate the information, and eventually this is what killed him. It's beautiful if you think about it. I mean, I love him, and I wish that he wasn't dead, but if you think about it, it's gorgeous.
Man, you know, it's the world of intelligence, the world of covert operation is...
It's too much.
So they take an ad out saying... 2-for-1 chauffeur night at the Eiffel Tower, so he's excited about that.
Yes, sure. He's excited. He knows they're not going to get out the Ritz till late because she loved the drink. Diana would linger at the bar for hours. So she's sitting there saying, come on, you know, Dodi is saying, come on, Diana, let's go. She's saying, get your hands off of me. I want to have some fun. I want to have fun, you know.
So he couldn't get her out of the bar. He finally did. It was too late for the chauffeur to drive leisurely over to chauffeur night at the Eiffel Tower. He had to race to drop them off, pick up his friend, and get over to take advantage of the 2-for-1 special on chauffeur night.
That is right.
And all of that because of a phony baloney ad.
Yeah, there was no chauffeur night. He would have gotten there. There was no chauffeur night. But he would have expected there to be chauffeur night. But he was racing to get there.
And that's what killed him.
That's what killed him, yes. And so you have to understand, MI5 was trying to save Dodi Fayed from the horror of being a stepfather with two children. Now, with all due respect to you, Mr. Andy, you have children, and you like this. Dodi is a playboy. Dodi loves to fool around. He doesn't want two kids. It's a bad scene, you know.
Well, as a stepfather of four kids, I don't know that you can say
it. But, I mean, you know... It's the world I live in. You don't want to. No, it's bad. You did it. That's fine for you. Nobody else.
All right, hold the line, okay?
Sure.
Raj Fadin, he's with a think tank, Middle Eastern analyst with a think tank. The British intelligence took out an ad in Le Monde, 2-for-1 chauffeur night at the Eiffel Tower. That's why Henri Paul was racing to drop off Dodi and Diana so he could get over to the Eiffel Tower, and they wanted him to race so he'd get in an automobile accident. Apparently, they wanted to kill Diana but save Dodi from marrying a woman with 2 kids, a woman with an eating disorder, a woman with a pain in the rear end for an ex-husband, and a woman with a nagging, nasty mother-in-law. 1-800-449-8686 is the number as we continue to talk to Mr. Fadin after our break. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Okay, Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We're the Raj Fadin. He's written a book called The Death of Royalty about the night that Princess Diana died. Now, this is almost the third anniversary. It'll be the third anniversary, what, like the day before today? It was Labor Day weekend, I know, in 1997. You're claiming that Princess Diana was not a good catch for Dodi Fayed. And that Princess Diana marrying Dodi Fayed was not a good thing for him, and that the MI5 and CIA knew that.
They knew that for Dodi Fayed to marry this woman, Diana, was to say that he was going to be locked into this life with this woman who was not a good catch. She was not a good catch for a good, a wealthy young Arab who has a lot of money, who has a great life for him.
And why would you say that Diana wasn't a good catch? She was pretty.
Well, she was pretty, but she had 2 kids. She was pretty, but she's not that pretty. You know, I mean...
There are a lot of people who think she was very attractive.
Well, I don't. You know...
Well, what do you got to do with it? I mean...
What do I got to do with it? I'm a man. You know, if you ask me, I don't think she's that good looking. All right?
Well, Dodi thought she was.
Well... Yeah, this guy...
What did he see in her?
I don't think he wanted to... I think he thought she was kicks, you know. But I don't know if he wanted to marry her, but you have to discourage this. And so...
What else was wrong? You don't think she was good-looking? Did Dodi think she was good-looking?
I don't think... If you look at the Arab woman, you look at the Arab women, you look at the Middle East women, they are much more beautiful than the European women to Arab men because they are been more substantial. And they have a better, I think, not as anorexic, you know. She had this, Diana had an eating disorder. She was anorexic. And after 2 children, she was, stretched out a little bit, if you know what I mean. And so...
Stretched out.
Yes, you know. She also liked to drink, but the word was she's not good in bed. And that's the number one thing. Arab man can't take that. I think that... For an Arab man to commit himself to for a lifetime with a woman who's not good in bed, especially a European woman, is wrong.
Well, you're getting a lot of it.
This is all CIA and MI5.
The CIA and the MI5. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Raj Fadin, who's a Middle Eastern analyst for the Clower Corporation, and claims that the British Secret Service was actually trying to kill Diana to keep her from marrying Dodi to save him from the life from a life of being a stepdad.
That's right.
Now, you know that I'm a stepfather. I got 4 stepkids.
That's right, yes.
You think I'm an idiot?
You don't feel I don't want
to... No, go ahead. Come on. Do you think I'm an idiot? Do you think I got saddled into it?
I said Arab men are used to marrying virgins who are very small and subservient sexually. And that's what I'm saying. You know...
What do you mean, small?
I am saying, Diana, she had 2 kids, so she got stretched out.
Well, let's get off of that. Or do you think I'm an idiot for being a stepdad?
What do you want me to tell you? You want me to say...
I want you to tell me the truth.
I think that for a man to marry, to be a stepdad, he's like, you might as well put a gun to your head.
Put a gun to my head.
That's right. I wouldn't do it. Nobody that I hang out with would do it. And Dodi, I know, did not want to do it either. Dodi, I don't think he's serious, but just in case.
Okay, let's get back to this then. So I'm an idiot, huh?
I didn't call you that.
But you're saying that any man that becomes a stepdad, he ain't got both oars in the water, right?
You
said that you'd put a gun to your head.
I'd put a gun to my head, yeah. And I would rather see Dodi dead than for him to become to be honest with you, I would rather see him dead than for him to become a stepdad.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. Why is it that he wanted to marry Princess Diana?
I don't think he did want to marry her. I think that he was involved in cocaine. I think he drank a little bit. I think he told her that he wanted to marry her. I think that some people believe that he did because he was a practical joker. And you never knew when Dodi was telling the truth. I think for you, Phil, well, you say that you're a stepdad. I think you did pretty good for your looks. It's not like you could have gotten an 18-year-old virgin, you know. Dodi could have. See, you're how old?
I was 44 when I got married.
Okay, you're not going to do much better than what you got. But Dodi was good-looking. Dodi was rich. He could have gotten a virgin. He could have gotten an 18-year-old virgin. He could have gotten something hot, you know.
Well, then, okay, what you're doing here is you're insulting me and every man that's a stepfather by saying...
No, I'm not saying every man is a stepfather. It depends on how old or how young you are. If you can't do better than that, that's great. You couldn't do better than that.
Let's forget about me. I want to ask you, why did Dodi want to marry her? You said because it was a practical...
He was always screwing around. He probably said, hey, I'm going to marry Diana. And he was such a good practical joker, most people would believe this. And the next thing you know, he's married to Diana. And they were afraid that this was going to happen. So they were afraid that this man was going to marry her.
When in point of fact, he was just joking around.
Just joking around. That's what I'm saying. Now, if you look at Diana from the newspaper, she looks like a good cat. She looks like a beautiful woman. She looks like she has she's got it going on, right? But she drank. She was a skinny. She had these two kids, you know. It's death. When you're playing, when you're Dodi Fayed, you've got everything you want. The two kids is death.
Well, obviously, Mr. Finney, I don't live in the world of swinging bachelors and playboys. I thought perhaps he wanted to be a stepdad to those kids.
Are you putting me on? He's not going to want to do that. Forget it. What killed Dodi was he was very effective at being a joker.
And so he told a joke, I'm going to marry Diana. The CIA took him seriously.
Decided to kill her, and they killed him too, because they'd rather see him dead than married to that woman.
Well, this is information that is all in your book. I don't know whether or not this kind of thing gets a guy like you sued, but for you to say...
What did I say in the book that's suable?
Well, you're saying that Diana was all stretched out after two kids, that she was...
This comes from reliable sources. I got source information.
All right, she's all stretched out after two kids. She's got a naggy, bitter old mother-in-law, pain in the rear end for an ex-husband. No guy wants to get hooked up with a woman who's got kids. I guess you don't write anything in there that you can get sued for, but you're making some accusations about a woman that a lot of people loved, okay?
Well, a lot of people loved Diana. You know, I thought she was interesting. I thought that she was a little bit out of shape. You know, when they talk about how beautiful she was, I don't know. But, you know, if she's a flat rear end for a European woman, I don't know. But for me, it's not a good catch.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to take some phone calls from our listeners about Diana and this book that was written by Raj Fanin called The Death of Royalty. Diana wasn't a good catch. She was skinny. She wasn't good in bed. She drank too much. She had two kids. She had a pain in the neck for an ex-husband and a bitter old mother-in-law. And that the CIA and the MI5 was actually trying to kill her to save Dodi from the life of being a stepdad after that great swinging bachelor life that he had, huh?
It was a great life, yeah.
And it was just a matter of a couple of guys trying to...
It's like buddies trying to save another buddy.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. We'll be back with Mr. Raj Fanin after these messages. Buddies helping buddies. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Fadeen, we'll take some phone calls from our audience.
Yeah.
About your belief that Dodi Fayed was accidentally killed by the CIA and the British MI5, British intelligence. They were actually trying to kill Diana to save him from the life of being married to a woman with two screaming brats.
You know, I'm not saying anything, but it's not that unusual. I don't think.
No, I'm not saying it's that unusual. I think it's a little goofy to think that the secret services of two nations would try to save a fellow male from losing his bachelor life and being married to an anorexic woman with two screaming kids. That seems like a really high level thing.
But the Dodi Fayed was rich. He was a wealthy man. So this is what they are doing, you know. She was not a good catch. You can't let a man fall into that abyss. You must help him stay out of that abyss. This guy is snorting cocaine. He's drinking champagne. He's driving race car. He go around the world. He can be with any woman he wants to be with. Why does he want to be with this broad? She's got two kids, screaming chocolate drug rat with this old bag. She said, oh, Jesus. Is it
okay, all right. Let me... I get you, okay?
This is what I'm trying to say.
Here is Scripps Ranch on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Hi. I think that what you're saying is ridiculous.
Ma'am.
The CIA does not care that Diana had two kids.
How do you know this?
How do you know
this?
What you're saying is absolutely ridiculous.
First of all, if he marries this woman, the CIA, MI5, no, he will be unhappy. This is going to tilt an economic balance in Europe with his family if this man is unhappy.
So that's important enough to take somebody's life?
It's important enough if this man, if they believe he's going to marry this woman, and suddenly he becomes unhappy being married to this woman with two screaming kids, when at one time...
Two screaming kids.
Yes.
Think what you're saying, you know what, you're trying to sell a book. What you're saying is ridiculous.
No, I'm saying to you that this guy was a bachelor. What bachelor wants to marry a woman with two screaming brats? His father knew he would be unhappy. His father knew that he would mishandle the family money if he was unhappy. This was a bad scene all the way around. CIA is reliant on this man's family's money. It was the wish of the family that he not marry Diana. And the CIA needs Al-Fayed's money to keep going.
Wait a second. The CIA is funded by the United States government.
Wouldn't you like to know? You think so, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you're wrong. They need this guy's money. And if you take a man who's a bachelor, you marry him to a woman with two children, he sits in a chair, he wants to blow his brains out. Not good.
All right, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, I'm right here. Is that it?
That's all I have to say. You know, it sounds to me as outlandish as them... killing the Queen Mother because they think that she's making a bad fashion statement. That's as ridiculous.
Well,
as,
you know, they've done it, and she is making a bad fashion statement.
Do you think they should kill her for it?
Okay.
That's up to the CIA.
That's all I have to say.
Okay.
I wouldn't buy your book, and I hope nobody else
you
does.
Should buy my book. It's out in hardcover. $22.50. Hello?
I ain't buying your book either, okay? 1-800-449-8686. San Diego on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello there.
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't think that the CIA or MI5 has the time nor the expense to go out and try to get somebody to do this, to kill Dodi Fayed. It's not in the national security. It's not a national security issue for
either
country.
I just told you how it is.
There was no national security issue.
Yes, there was. I told you, because the Al-Fayed money is pivotal to CIA operation around the world.
That's a pittance.
No. That money is pivotal to CIA operation, especially in the Middle East. You don't think CIA is interested in Middle East? You don't think CIA is interested in the Middle East? Then you don't know anything about the world. How do you know?
They get money from other different sources.
They are interested in the contacts in the Middle East.
All right, so let me get this straight. The CIA, because they want Al-Fayed's contacts in the Middle East, they don't want his son to be unhappy.
That's right.
So they're trying to ingratiate themselves with the Al-Fayed family by killing Diana so that Dodi doesn't have to marry an anorexic woman with two kids.
That's right. It's beautiful. And you two guys can't figure that out.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's not.
Ludicrous.
Why is it ludicrous? Told you. And in my book, I explain why.
That is ludicrous.
No, you see, it's over your head.
It's a little bit over your head.
It's over your head. You read my book, you'll understand. You read my book, you'll understand. You think about it. I know I've almost got you. You think about it. I know that you want
it's
to believe.
It's not in the national interest. It's not a, it's not I just a security told
you,
problem.
Okay, you don't get it. You read my book, and it will become clear.
All right, sir. Thank you for your call. Wichita on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Raji Fanin. Yeah, I want to talk to you. You must be high on grape leaves or something, man. You're out of control. I mean, you're saying...
Armenians eat grape leaves, sir.
Lebanese eat grape leaves. What's Raji?
Yeah, how many talk shows do you call a week? 1-800-449-8686. Raj, your book is 2250?
Books 2250 is available right now. It's right now available at bookstore, and it comes out in paperback. But I think that in the book I make very clear why she is stretched out. You know, you two kids, you stretch a woman out. Arab man is tough, and I'm going to say something I know is going to put me in trouble with some friends, but we need a tighter space, you know. Now,
oh, boy, man. You know something? You are...
Not me, though, but a lot of guys I know.
Yeah, I got you. All right, and she wasn't a good catch. All right, well, it's the third anniversary of the passing of this poor, poor young woman with her two sons who were left without a mother, and you're saying that she was murdered?
I'm saying she was murdered by the MI5, yes.
Do you think that this was a right thing or a wrong thing?
I think it was wrong. That's why I'm trying to expose it. I'm trying to expose it.
Let's take one more call here from Valencia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I just can't believe it. If you could say anything you want to sell a book, sir. And
no, sir, I've got the proof.
What country are you from, anyway?
It doesn't matter.
Well, no, it does matter, because around here, I'm a stepfather, and I heard what you said to Phil about being a stepdad, and it's just not necessary. You can be a stepdad and be a decent human being, and even if you can do better. I mean, that's just completely...
He didn't say that stepfathers weren't decent human beings. You're not listening either. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Take your book and shove it, okay, Raj?
Wait a minute.
Just get out of here. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686. 3 years since Princess Diana bought the farm, and I remember how the world was wailing and going crazy. And you know, I was in Paris. That was one thing I didn't mention about my trip to Paris this time last year. Maria and I went, and this was kind of a goofy thing. We were near the Ritz, which is, I don't know where anything is in Paris, but I kind of, if you drop me in the middle of it, I could walk and find my hotel. Let me just put it that way, okay? Because I figure here's the river, and there's stuff on one side of it and stuff on the other side. Well, the Ritz is close to the river, I think, if I remember. And it's kind of down toward the Notre Dame Cathedral. But I said there were, you know, let's retrace the steps of this. She thought it was in bad taste, but I wanted to rent a cab. And, you know, retrace the route of, you know, she said, God, you are a real pile of crap. I said, let's just see. I said, tell you what, let's go into the bar, have a whole lot to drink, get a cab driver and get him drunk. And she didn't want to do any of that. But it's a groovy kind of a drive. In other words, what happens is, you leave the hotel, and then you go down the river. But there's a big, it's like a huge cobbled courtyard, and then you head on out down the Seine River, and there's these highways that sort of are tunneled as they go along the side of the Seine. And, man, you can't get going much faster than 50 miles an hour on those things. Otherwise, you're asking for it. So I said to the cab driver, look, if I buy you a bunch of drinks, would you? No, he didn't want to do it. 1-800-449-8686. Have you guys seen this new Tim Meadows movie, The Ladies' Man? He's got a new movie out. And it's about the character that he plays in Saturday Night Live. It's a very funny character, The Ladies' Man. You know, he's talking about, I'm the ladies' man. And he has that glass of wine. Well, they're making a movie out of it. And we were talking about it in the office before we went on the air. Another Lorne Michaels production is hitting the screens, this one about The Ladies' Man. And so I was sort of running down all those Saturday Night Live movies. And the kids came back raving about Night at the Roxbury. Mike, you thought it was a pile? It was sort of like halfway? I got to understand, just because a 12-year-old boy thinks it's great doesn't mean the movie's fantastic. My kids have turned me on to more crap can movies. That's it. I ain't going to see Night at the Roxbury, and I ain't renting it. They said, go see The Matrix. And then they said, if you really want to see a really hysterically funny movie, what was the one? Man, that is just, oh, Scary Movie. You go, oh, God, it's fantastic. I said, you guys, if you're listening, I ain't seeing that, and I ain't going to go see this Ladies' Man either. Because I know what you're going to say about that. And their favorite movie is Billy Freakin' Madison. Oh, Craig's telling me that's a brilliant film. Okay. It was okay. Is it funny? What other Adam Sandler movie? I think there was another one. The Wedding Singer. They loved the hell out of that. Happy Gilmore was fantastic. Anyway, they got this one. So I said, Night at the Roxbury. And then there, It's Pat. Now, let me just say this about It's Pat. Julia Sweeney has got a one-woman show that she put on film called God Said Ha. It's really interesting. It's a funny, and it's a great story. It's a good movie. I recommend it. She's a good actress, and she's a great writer, and she tells the story of her brother dying of cancer and all this stuff. But even she knew that It's Pat was a pile. Just a scented, fetid, corrosive pile. The character's funny, I guess, on TV. But when they put that bloody thing in the movies, man, it blew six ways to sunset. And she was down in the West Hollywood Halloween parade. They asked her to go down dressed as It's Pat. And she was up on stage doing that whole thing. And she makes a point in the movie of saying, and I saw people walking by and looking at me, and as if to think, gee, I hope that isn't really the actress who plays Pat up there. That would be really sad. And she was right. Then we move along to Chris Farley. I'm going to say something that is so blasphemous. I'm going to say something that is so heretical that you better cover your ears for this one, Craig. You better cover your ears and blindfold yourself and stick this apple in your mouth while you're at it, okay? Chris Farley, to me, was not funny. Just wasn't funny. Now, I know he was fat, and I know that he plopped around the screen as a fat man, and he sweated a lot. And he shoved a lot of food into his face. And I know that he had maybe a more of a sensitive side than Belushi did. But all I could think of is Belushi. And Farley, although I did dig his Skipper impression on the Gilligan's bits that they used to do, his Skipper is dead on. Gilligan! Fantastic. So right off the bat, that guy's movies are out. You know, it ain't making it for me. And then what do we got before Chris Farley? Now, how about the Coneheads? I mean, whatever. And let's talk about any of those Chevy Chase films. Although you can't really call those Saturday Night Live spinoff movies, can you? No. And Mike Myers didn't do any of that. Mike Myers did Austin Powers. Oh, Wayne's World. That was a good. That was good. Wayne's World 2 sucked, but Wayne's World 1 was outstanding. So what did we come up with? What, one movie? He was supposed to do that Dieter Sprocket's Mother, and he said, you know what, I'd like to put something on the film, on the big screen, that's actually funny, if you don't mind. And they said, no, you got to deliver a movie, and even if it sucks, we want it. And he goes, well, then I'm not going to do it. And they sued each other, and he won. I guess he's going to do he's actually going to do a movie that's funny for these guys, because the script for that Dieter thing, I guess, stunk it up. What's your favorite Saturday Night Live movie? Wayne's World was the best. Okay, what's the second best? If you say Wagon's East, I'm coming over the table. No. I know. Beverly Hills Ninja, huh? Yeah, that's it, okay? Now they got Ladies' Man coming out. Why don't they just knock it off? Are these movies making money? I don't know. Night at the Roxbury, I thought you were raving about that. Well, I'm seeing all of them now because I've got four kids that just absolutely, man, they live, breathe, and crap all those flicks that come out of those characters from Saturday Night Live. And I know Ladies' Man is next up. Now, they ought to make a flick about that cat who's going 4:54 in the morning. That's fantastic. They ought to make a flick about that guy. He's great. Well, Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. Fantastic. Perspectives. This is Perspectives. That dude's beautiful. Make a movie about his life. But the rest of that is swill, in my opinion. So anyway, let me get back to that evolution rap that I was doing last hour. Man, somebody's going to die. Maybe there is no such thing as evolution. Maybe I got to get back on that creationism thing. Maybe that's what I ought to do. I don't know. But I get home tonight. I told my wife, as soon as we get water in that pool, I want to know about evolution and the creationism thing. I want everything lined up in a row so everything's cool. Plus, I got to go get a physical, okay? I'm 48 years old, and I'm feeling okay, but I got to get a full physical before anything else goes on in my life or career. I have got to go and get a complete full I want to go to a hospital where they run diagnostic tests and run me like thousands of dollars. I got to do it. When's the last time you had a full physical? And you're only 20 years old. I haven't had one, and I can't even tell you. It's scary. I'm going to be 50 in 2 years. By the way, September 1st is my birthday. I'll be 48. Have I got a problem telling you that? No. No, I don't have a problem telling you that. Anytime anybody interviews me for a newspaper article or something, they ask me my age and I'll tell them. It's either I give them my age or I don't. And then what does that mean? You know, you read people, well, I don't want to tell you my age. You might typecast me. I don't care. I'm 48. I'm proud of it, okay? This idea that you can't be 48 and have a fairly cutting-edge radio show or say things that might be a little bit outrageous or do something halfway creative is insane, man. There's guys half my age that can't find it with both hands. They're doing the same lame shtick that people have been doing 20 years ago. We're doing something a little different here, okay? I can't help it. I'm weird. But on September the 1st, I'm going to be 48 years of age, and so that means I'm officially 2 years away from 50. And if you don't think that makes me feel like just fetid, corrosive lamb crap, according to Craig Taylor, my engineer, I ought to put that physical off after the physical, what? Because after Marie won't let me eat anything that tastes good after I have that physical? Really? You mean anything tastes good now that I'm eating at that house? I'm kidding, honey. You're making some real good, especially that lamb chops with all that fat on it last night. Thank you for that. My wife is great because she's not saying, don't eat that, don't eat this, don't eat that. She just makes up the big fatty prime rib and then tells me, Jesus, you know, you look like crap. Have some more pork chops. Because she's a hell of a cook and all that, you know. And I say, hey, make that pork chops and rice thing, honey. You know, with the extra fat on the chops. Then we go to Roadhouse Grill, and what does Fat Boy do? Well, I'll have the prime rib and the baby back ribs. That's it. Hey, Mr. Hendry, do you want to take that home? Sure. And as a gag, they bring a wheelbarrow. Well, go ahead and ha, 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 ha. No, 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 that wasn't for your food. That's for you, so your kids can wheel you out the door. Okay, Tubby? So, I got to do that. That's a scary thing. When you're 48, man, and you haven't had a physical in a long time, I don't care. Chief, 48? Yeah, you got it. You going to do something about it? I'm freaking old, man. So, that's why I built the pool and we got water in it, so now I can go out and do laps, okay? I'll be going out doing laps, using the jacuzzi, smoking a few cigars, sure, having a couple of cocktails. What's wrong with that? But I'll do a couple of laps in between drinks. I promise. In between martinis, you know, and all of those big garlic-stuffed olives, I'll go out and do a lap. Maybe even a sit-up. But I got to tell you this, there's got to be a martini at each end of the pool. Then I'll feel great. Swimming. What do you think is my incentive to make it to the other end of the pool? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.